It's really great to have Spartan baseball coach Jake Boss with us. You must be really excited about the performance that you've had with your team, but also the great people you have as a part of your team.
Very excited. Yeah, great group of kids. You know, last year especially, I think we've really started to develop some leadership with our guys as freshmen, and watching that kind of come full circle, I guess, after their senior year and feeding into even this year's team. Very excited about the group that we have. Those guys compete. They work hard on the field. They do a great job in the classroom. Represent Michigan State and our athletic department extremely well, in my opinion. And just proud of them. Really, excited to compete with them.
One of the things you've done from day one is involve the community with the program, and the first pitch dinner started and has just grown into one of the mega events in mid-Michigan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once again, you've got a stellar speaker and an opportunity to really bring the game of baseball to the community. Talk about that event a little bit.
Yeah, going
to
be a lot of fun. You know, it's our opportunity to kick off our season. We're doing it February 12th this year over at the Kellogg Center. And in the past, we've had, you know, names like Steve Garvey and Kirk Gibson and Spartan greats for sure. Local John Smoltz, Hall of Famer. This year is going to be a lot of fun. Again, we're going to bring Mark Mulder back and honor his jersey. But our keynote speakers, I'm excited to have Jack Morris come in. Tiger great, Minnesota Twin, Toronto Blue Jay, four-time world champion, just one of the all-time great Bulldogs, I guess you could say, on the mound in a big situation. And so Jack's son played here at Michigan State in the early 2000s, and we Tim Day through the Spartan Fund kind of worked through his son Eric to get a hold of Jack, and he was gracious enough to lend his time and services. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a great way to kick off our season. I do kind of show my age because I told my team that Jack Morris was coming into town and nobody knew who Jack Morris was.
I know all the guys from the 80s. I don't know anybody on today's team.
Right. We're going to educate those guys for sure. So,
is that a good opportunity for your team to have those legends come back? And I even put Mulder into that category, right, to have those greats that have walked before.
It is. I think it's every guy's dream to play in the big leagues, first and foremost. And so I think when, the more tangible that becomes, the more, conversations they can have with those guys, I think the more real that becomes. Even our guys that are in the minor league system right now and working their way up, I think it's important for our guys to learn about the life in pro baseball and what that's all about and what it really takes to get there. I think the opportunity to learn the game, from these guys, not only their experiences, but the intricacies about the game and how to take our game from, one level to the next and raise our game a little bit higher. And then finally, I think, again, it's an experience that when you play baseball at Michigan State, you get to experience some of these things that, meeting guys and having conversations with guys that are in the Hall of Fame, that are, World Series champions, that you can pull up, a highlight of a guy like Jack Morris or John Smoltz winning World Series on YouTube or on the MLB Network. And it's not every day you get to have that kind of experience. So I think it's, for sure, a great opportunity for our guys. And I think the other added bonus to the first pitch dinner is they really get to see, our guys really get to see the passion that a lot of people in this area have for Michigan State baseball. And I think, for our freshmen especially, I think it really kind of raises the bar of what the expectation is and the responsibility that we have.
Well, coming to baseball games, McLean Stadium is a great place to watch a baseball game. Lots of areas for kids to run around, for families. So it's really a very intergenerational crowd at the baseball game, and lots of community people.
It is, yeah. And, everywhere you go during the spring, at least everywhere I go, we always get a comment from this person or that person about, great job the other day, or came out and watched you play. And a lot of it, unfortunately, is dependent on the weather. But at the same time, when we get good weather, we draw very, very well out there. And it's, I think the goal when we got here, and Mark, with your help, and President Simon, with your help, I think, we wanted to make a destination, point in the spring, on a Saturday or a Sunday especially. And I think we're getting, I don't know that you ever say you're there, but I think we're awfully close to being there. So
you talk about weather a little bit, and I don't want you to answer this question as the MSU baseball coach, but as the let's make you the czar of college baseball.
Right.
What do you believe should be done, if anything, to the game, to college, as far as a schedule, as far as the season? I know we struggle with weather up in these parts,
right.
But there are others. Is there a solution to this that would make sense for teams across the country?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at our sport as a whole, you know, from team number one to team number 320 or whatever it is that we have, you know, you could say that we're in a pretty good spot right now. I think, you know, interest is at an all-time high with the College World Series in Omaha and things of that nature. For us in the Big Ten Conference, you know, we're as good as a league has been in a long, long time, as deep a league as we've had in a long, long time. And with that, with the Big Ten Network and a lot of TV comes a lot of interest. You know, I think if you look at the grand scheme, though, of our game, and you factor in a lot of the mid-majors that have, you know, shown in recent history the propensity to get to Omaha, Kent State, Stony Brook, you know, schools like that in the past. I think, and again, maybe selfishly, it's tough for me to answer this question as not as the Michigan
right.
State baseball coach, but I think for the good of the game, I think it makes a lot of sense to push our season back. I'm not saying we have to play until into the middle of August, but if we can push the season back a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
You know, it gives us an opportunity, especially up here in the north, to play more home games, to attract more interest. You know, you move it into the summer. I understand that there are probably some financial things that need to be addressed and taken care of, whether it's possible at one place versus another, I don't know.
Schools in the north are challenged in how they formulate their February, March schedule.
Very.
And as you look, we'll take us as an example, and most Big Ten, most MAC, most of the other programs, if you're in Florida, if you're in Carolina, you're sitting back having these games delivered to you. Take us through an example of what our season will look like this year. Maybe not every game, but where you'll be
sure.
traveling to.
Well, yeah, you know, and in years past, depending on the weather, a lot of times our very first practice outside is the day before our very first game. And I went over to watch hockey practice yesterday and talked to Coach Anastas, and we kind of equated that to the very first time they get on the ice. Maybe they're playing roller hockey until the day before their first game, and then they get on the ice. And so, you know, it can be difficult to prepare. There's a lot of travel involved. It does get very expensive. We go to Texas for the first weekend in Abilene Christian for a four-game series. We follow that up the next weekend with a trip on UNC Greensboro. Spring break is always a busy time for us because we're trying to play as many games as we can while keeping our guys healthy. And we'll go to South Carolina this year and play eight games in 10 days. Down there, and then you know, hopefully at that point the weather's starting to break, but you know, we're on the road the next weekend, and then we finally get an opportunity to play at home. So we don't, you know, the first five weekends of our season are on the road, and you know, we leave Thursday night after classes and back Sunday night, and guys are in class again Monday morning.
And so that's relatively common of all the northern schools. Yeah.
If you think about the cost factor of, you know, if you take total cost in, you could argue that you would spend more on the summer or the intersession, let's say, that you have 2 weeks that would hit for us 1 week of summer school
mm-hmm.
and a week that's essentially free of classes. It does implicate finals more
right.
for more teams, so that's one of the downsides. But it's not so clear to me that if you take total costs and you lopped off some of these very expensive trips for northern schools, that it would actually cost more.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give the southern schools the same advantage
right.
that they've had historically. But I'm not sure it would cost more if you added everything in.
Right, and I would hope not. You know, initially, yeah. Again, I'm just the baseball coach, and so
yeah.
I don't. Well, a lot of those numbers, you know,
I'm just
are
the president doing numbers,
right.
So you know, just sort of
exactly.
take it for what it's worth.
Yeah,
but
I would think, you know, if we're able to offer a guarantee as opposed to getting 35 people on a plane and spending, you know, whatever it is, $600 a plane ticket now to go play somewhere, I think, yeah, we would save some money you know, with not only guarantee money, but, you know, being able to house our kids still and feed our kids, you know, from my perspective, I think I would agree with that. I would think that we would be able to save some money.
Before we go into this season, one of the questions I like to ask coaches are those student athletes you've had in the past that have gone on And all of them make you proud, but sure. A couple examples of maybe some of your former students that have done something that tell the story of why college sports is such an incredible experience.
Yeah, you know, I think two come to mind. One on the baseball side of it is A.J. Ochter, you know, who was a 47th round draft pick and, you know, really kind of pursued his dream of playing pro ball and ended up making it and has been up and down with the Los Angeles Angels, Minnesota Twins over the past couple years, but is back on campus just about every weekend going to football games, comes by, you know, the baseball tailgate and you know, interacts with our guys and really hasn't forgotten where he's come from, and I think that's a neat story. You know, the other one that really sticks out, our shortstop when in 2011 and 12 is a kid named Justin Scanlon from Verona, Wisconsin, right outside of Madison. And we've been very involved in some community service projects, specifically the America League of Mid-Michigan. It's been a great opportunity for our guys to get out and understand, you know, I think how privileged that they are. And the opportunities that they've been, but also
tell
to
those listening what the
well the America League of Mid-Michigan is. It's an opportunity for kids with disabilities to be able to play baseball. So they'll get out on a rubberized surface and have a chance to get pushed around in a wheelchair or their walker or whatever it is that they have and get out to play. And where, you know, if that field didn't exist, they wouldn't have that opportunity. And the look on some of these kids' faces is priceless when they get out and run around, feel the wind in their hair and the smiles on their faces. Well, Justin, you know, every guy is paired up with a buddy when we get to the park. And Justin and his buddy have become very close. You know, the parents have had him over to dinner a few times, and they developed a very, very strong relationship to the point where Justin changed his major from, I believe it was communications or maybe even economics, I can't remember which one, to adapted physical therapy, and now works in the school systems in his hometown of Verona, Wisconsin, in the resource room and working with children of disabilities, and could not be happier doing what he's doing. He's loving his life and loving what he's doing, making a difference in young kids' lives. So.
Great.
Neat story.
It is neat. Yeah. So you have a number of people in the minors now.
We do.
It seems like under your tenure as coach, that number's grown.
Well, we hope it. We hope it will.
I'm going to give you a straight line here. I think it's grown.
It has. Yeah.
It has.
In particular ways. While still, your academic performance has gotten much stronger as well.
Yeah, guys have done a nice job really balancing, you know, the responsibilities that they have, first of all. I think when we recruit guys, you know, we're recruiting them, and they come in with the idea that, you know, that they're going to have an opportunity to play pro ball someday. And I think when they get into the Smith Center, when they get to work with Melissa Talent, our academic advisor, they understand the importance of that of their education. They understand that baseball will end at some point for them someday, even for the A.J. Ochters, Mark Mulders of the world. And so the importance of that degree and getting that education. I'm proud to say that every guy that has been out and played pro ball has either completed their degree or is in the process of completing their degree since we've been here. And I think, again, a lot of that credit goes to Jim Pignatero and his staff and Melissa Talent who work with our guys on the academic side of it.
But I think also to your leadership, you know, Mark, you, because it would be easy to let those folks slide through the system. Or not to be on them, because I know you're on them as well. So, in that regard, because I think we can be a place of ands, even in a place in a sport that recruits folks at a very young age to go professional.
Sure.
And I think that's often missed as folks, you know, say there's this sport or that sport, and you can't do both.
Right.
In the way, and hockey has done, I think, with Tom the same thing. That our academic performance has strengthened. We stay in touch with people, and you text them, you trail them. Jim follows them to encourage them to enroll. I think that's something that is I'm not sure unique at Michigan State, but well before all of the national debate about student athletes and academics. We've been able to do it and hire coaches like you who believe in it.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. And I think it goes back to two things. I think, you know, one, I had a chance to basically grow up in the dugout and watch my dad as a high school coach. And the relationship piece of it for him was extremely important. And, you know, he's still local, and you can't walk more than 10 feet at a football game with him before he gets stopped by one of his former students, not necessarily an athlete, but somebody that had him in gym class at Everett High School or something like that. And so, you know, that relationship piece is extremely important, kind of what we try to center everything that we do as a baseball program around. But the second thing is, you know, we talk about just doing things the right way. And if we're going to make an effort to do something, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And again, you know, with the idea that baseball is going to be over at some point, you know, and then you're out on your own. And then what happens? You know, you don't have me, you know, breathing down your neck or Melissa breathing down your neck anymore. You have to be responsible and take care of your business the right way.
It's great. Take us through this year a little bit. Let's let the listeners hear what, you know, other than the Big Ten championship, what are our other goals this year?
Well, you know, I think, again, we got a great group of kids. The Big Ten championship was always a goal. We talked to our guys on September 1st about taking our program to the next level. You know, you kind of saw it a few years ago with Coach D and kind of how he's built it here. And you know, it's, I think you said it a few weeks ago, you know, the season that they're having is not a good one, but the program is outstanding. And I think that's where we would like to get our program to a point where, you know, the expectation is going to be very high. You know, but we felt like we've been very consistent the last few years, and now it's time to take another step. And whether that is, you know, a run in the NCAA tournament, you know, I think Omaha is a reality for a lot of northern schools now, and I'd like to throw our name in the list, you know, on that list. And you know, it's not that far away if you get hot at the right time. You know, we did.
And, you had a shot last year.
You know, 2012, we you know, we're in a regional, and then we've been knocking on the door ever since.
Yeah.
And so I think once you get a bid, you know, a lot depends on, you know, who you're paired up against and all of that, but it's not that far away. And so that's kind of the goal for us now, is to take that program to the next step. We've established some consistency. We feel that we're you know, a significant player in the Big Ten Conference now, and now it's again to take that next step.
Yeah. And we have the facilities and all of the wraparound of the care for student athletes to be able to recruit people who want to play north.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think it's important, you know, that our guys stay a little bit grounded as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think they appreciate what they have without a doubt. And it's a gorgeous facility. You know, at the same time, I think they understand that they need to work and nothing's going to be given to them. And I think that's where the mentality of being in the north is something that I really enjoy. With our guys, we recruit to that. I think you have to be a little bit tougher sometimes to play in some colder weather, and you know, that's okay. I'm excited to bring Fresno State out this year and get some of those California guys maybe in some colder weather and see what happens. I know Oregon came here last year, didn't care for it a whole lot, but you know, I think it, you know, again, we recruit to that in the Midwest, and we recruit tough kids that like to work hard. So
let's close with this. I think I saw you were at one of the Cubs World Series games.
Yeah, and I had a chance to go to Game 5.
How good was that for the game of baseball?
Unbelievable. You know, just the fact that both those, you know, teams were in the World Series, yeah, with all the history and the tradition, you know, and the lovable losers, I guess, of both organizations, to have them both in the World Series, and then to have the World Series play out like it did, just tremendous for the game. You know, I mean, you know, Game 5, the game that I was at, was just, you know, for a baseball purist, a lot of fun to watch, back and forth. And then, you know, it's hard to beat the drama of Game 7, extra innings,
rain delay
in the mm-hmm. whole deal back and forth. And to have the Cubs win it, you know, you probably say the same things if the Indians would have won it as well. But, yeah, a lot of fun for the game. Hopefully it just continues to help our game grow.
Thanks for joining
us. Thank you. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.